So some of you might be familiar with St. Damian of Malachi. Damian lived in the second half of the 1800s. But from an early age, Damian just wanted to be a priest. When he was old enough, he decided to enter the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. And Damian would pray each day before an icon of St. Francis Xavier, the great missionary saint, to be sent on a mission himself. In 1864, Damian was given the chance to go to the colony in Hawaii to serve. He arrived there and was ordained a priest on the island 2 months later. In 1866, Hawaii established a leper colony. Now, during this time, when someone caught leprosy, there was a forced life quarantine due to fears of the disease spreading. Yet, the lepers were still human beings with dignity, so they still needed spiritual care and medical care. In 1873, Damian decided it was his call to be with these people. When he arrived at the leper colony, he found that anarchy had reigned among the people living there. Every kind of immorality existed. Many patients required treatment, but nobody was there to care for them. Other patients were severe alcoholics in order to escape from the pain. No one wanted to help the lepers out of fear of contracting the disease. Father Damian realized the people needed a strong leader. So he organized them to come together to build houses and buildings, including their parish church, St. Philomena's. Father Damian was actually only supposed to be at the colony for a few months. But the more he worked with the people, the more he fell in love with them. Eventually, he decided he was not going to leave. He would stay there. He was not concerned about getting the disease. He could not leave his people. One day, Damian accidentally stepped into scorching hot water, but oddly, felt no pain. That's when he realized he too had finally contracted leprosy, which damaged the nerves in his body. Damian continued his priestly work nonetheless. His joy was contagious to those around him. He would die in 1889 from the disease and was canonized a saint by Pope Benedict XVI in 2009. The day of his death is now a state holiday in Hawaii. While many ran away in fear from serving those in need, Damian had not. Why? Because his life wasn't centered on living on earth. It was centered on heaven.